I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. These pesky people at Fox, we don't know if they pulled Joe Concha into a set or something, watching Fox. So
I feel like they know
come on,
he's coming
Joe.
Up on Dom, and we're going to take
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's
phone,
right. Do it again. Come on now. All right, how about this? Dan will interview Concha. I'll tag in at Fox. You can do that. And then we've got the best of both worlds. All right. So we hope to talk with Joe Concha. Got a lot of stuff with him to unpack. But the Bret Baier interview, I thought, was very well done. I don't see Harris coming out of that with much upside. The argument on the other side, well, you know, on Fox, how often have you seen anyone ever say Trump is crazy? So all those viewers had to listen to her saying Trump is unhinged and all that. Is that going to move the needle? I'll tell you what is moving the needle, and it's the Harris pattern. We talked about this. It's not any one thing all at once. But it's a drip, drip, drip. Once that momentum starts, it goes negative. That's what happened to her when she ran for president. This is Cut 16. Here is Harry Enten, CNN's big pollster, maybe better than Kornacki. He really has been a star during this election cycle, making the point that you're seeing Trump surging with men while Harris has plateaued even with women. That's what this race is about, men and women. Cut 16.
So let's dive into these numbers, and you can grade me at the end. Let's just talk about where male voters stand right now. Compare, this is the Democrat versus Trump margin. Compare 4 years ago. Trump won among male voters by just 5 points. Look at where we stand today. My goodness gracious, Donald Trump doing considerably better among male voters, up by 12 points. That's a 7-point swing in Donald Trump's direction. Keep in mind that 7-point swing, because I want you to take a look at what's going on with female voters, all right? What do you see here? There is no swing. Nothing's going on. There is no change from where we were 4 years ago, right? Biden versus Trump, Biden won him by 13. Look where Harris leads in the polls right now, by 13. The idea that women would be supporting a Democrat isn't so surprising, while men would be supporting a Republican, again, not surprising. But the fact that we've seen this movement among male voters, and there's been no movement whatsoever among female voters, that, my friends, is quite surprising. It's something, honestly, I wasn't really expecting until I actually looked at the numbers, which is, I guess, why you have me on.
Yeah.
And here's one example. Here's Lawrence Jones. We're trying to get on. He's doing his barbershop tour, African-American barbershops. Why are these guys trending toward Trump unlike any other Republican back to Richard Nixon? That doesn't mean he's going to win them or win black vote, but he means incrementally really cutting into it. And we're trying all kinds of people. We're not sure if they don't want to come on because it's embarrassing. What are they going to say? What appeal? Obama tried an appeal last week, scolding. How did that go on? Here is the barber in the Detroit barbershop talking about why he's moving toward Trump, cut 21.
At the end of the day, I'm Trump because I my eyes open. I can see that he was doing a lot better than what we're going through right now. You can't even go to the grocery stores right now without making a life decision on what you want to get. You know, you got to compromise.
Yes, that word at the end, compromise. You know, the word that I always use is diminish. And I get wound up almost like this is a battlefield or something. How dare you? How dare the average American have to sacrifice? Because here's the point. If it's World War II, you know you have to sacrifice. We have to beat the Nazis and Japanese. Okay. If it's a national emergency that's legit, Americans will go, yes, we get the sacrifice. For example, post 9/11, going through the airport. Now, they took it too far. They make it excessive. They do a lot of goofy things, and then we don't like it. Why do we have to sacrifice now over the last 2 years, let's say, plus, at the grocery store? What were we sacrificing for? Well, they'll try to throw COVID in there somehow or another. No, we were sacrificing ourselves so that Biden, with all these punk historians, could be seen as an historical president. Go Big Joe. That's exactly what it was. That's exactly where we were going. All these $7 trillion in spending. And now we're still, because it's baked in, that's where we are. They can deflect like Bob Casey Jr. and say, no, it's due to these greedy corporations. That's not flying. It's not working. He's right. You have to compromise what you want. Americans shouldn't have to do that. It's about getting ahead. It's about being able to afford things, some of the niceties in life. Making a decision, no, I'm not going to skimp on every single thing. I'm going to do that. Isn't that what America is about? Isn't that our mindset? Why would we have to do that? Then we're going to get lectured somehow or another. We're either making it up. Inflation is better. No, it's not. How many times do we have to be through that? It's baked in. And plus, in September, it was up much higher than was projected, almost a full point. So how long can you continue to do that? The other thing is, the more they hector with Harris, vis-a-vis Obama and others, the more I think African-American males are going to say, no, I don't have to vote for her because I'm an African-American male. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. As I said, we're trying to get on this group that's filed a big lawsuit. The RNC has filed another lawsuit against Montgomery County. The place I'm watching on election night are both Montgomery County and Philadelphia. Montgomery County, that guy that's a commissioner out there, is a national star of shenanigans, pushing the envelope and everything. He's going to get winged here now with one of these lawsuits and hopefully get back in line to some degree of reality about what's going to happen in the election, the Mr. Softy truck. Philadelphia is in the news because now Allegheny County, think Pittsburgh, they can count their mail-in ballots a lot faster than Philadelphia. I have it somewhere. It's page after page here, but it's thousands more per hour than Philadelphia was. So now they're saying Philadelphia's going to get new machinery. I don't know if Linda Kearns knows about that. Is she checking that out? In other words, why would Philadelphia, with all these millions of dollars, all these commissioners, et cetera, why would Allegheny County, in other words, we're not going to deal anymore with this idea. We can't open the envelopes to Election Day as an excuse. And it breeds the worst kind of conspiracy. If Philadelphia's last to give us their vote total, I know what people are thinking. They're just waiting to see how many votes they need. Now, I don't know how they would be able to corrupt the vote, but that's the perception that gets out there. If they're that slow, oh, we're overwhelmed. No, you're not. There's not going to be as many mail-in ballots this time around, it's guesstimated. You have all this money. You have teams you're supposed to be counting. You have a better handle when they've come on with me. We get Al Schmidt back on. I'm going to ask him, well, why is Philadelphia slower than Pittsburgh, which is also a big city? And it's not over the course of time. It's per minute or per hour. It's stunning, the difference. It's because they're Philadelphia. They don't give a damn. They do whatever they want. So watch for more on that front. All right. Hit us with someone in honor of Trump working the fryer this Sunday here in Philadelphia. Hit us with someone that is a job that deserves more respect. We're monitoring this Elon Musk thing. I'm talking to some people about it. It is quite stunning. And Musk is zoning in on Pennsylvania. He's all over it. Not just his money either, doing his own town halls and registering more people to vote or getting. Now, Dan, if I got to talk with him in some way, shape or form, you know what I'm whispering during the break or before or whatever, when you get him on the line? I just got two words for you. Scott Presler. Get with Presler and Elon Musk. Give Scott Presler a staff of 1,000 people. What do you think's going to happen here? You want to register voters. He's doing all this petition and paying $47. Give Scott Presler $1 million between now and Election Day. God knows what he might do across Pennsylvania, right? You know, we're observing it up close, the phenomena of this election, which is second to none. But we are just watching Scott Presler, and I'm stunned, even though I see it up close. We had him at Dom Giordano Day, etc. You can't make this stuff up with this guy. All right, Dan reports to me, Dan, you're right, that the architect of the October 7th attacks, Israel has confirmed that they've killed him. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. And that's always good news. Netanyahu speaking after that. Now, here, how does that play out into the presidential elections here? Well, anytime we see any spasm in the Middle East, you see these people that are intent on going after Harris, particularly, and the Democrat Party for not doing enough to go after Israel. You're already going to see a spasm of this type of stuff. Driving in, Dan, right where I turn onto Wissick and Drive, Lincoln Drive. There's this poster, a fake poster or something, of Harris and Free Gaza that's put on the, I guess it's the thing that controls the red lights there. Is that legal to be there? Just said, but you see it instantly. When something like this happens, the mob starts, and in places like Michigan, maybe in Pennsylvania, maybe they're not going to vote for the Democrat. That's why Cornel West, if he's on the ballot, is going to suck off votes. All right, let's go to Michelle in Bristol. Michelle, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michelle, good afternoon.
I just want to know about your obsession with black people because.
Well, wait a minute, Michelle, slow down. We had a. Okay, what happened there? Drop? I'm not sure, Dan.
Yeah, she dropped.
Okay. All right, Michelle. Michelle thinks we're obsessed talking with particularly black males and how they're going to vote.
She can call back. I apologize. There's something with the phones there.
Yeah, call back, Michelle. And my answer is this is one of the biggest issues out there. When you have President Obama going on a tour to ratchet up black voters, particularly males, it's a big story that Trump has broken through like no other Republican has broken through here, going back to Richard Nixon, at least according to the polling. And the question is why? What is he doing? The policies have always been there with Republicans. I think it's obvious. Why could Trump break through and say a Mitt Romney with, I don't know if I'd say exactly similar policies, could not? It's in the person. It's in that kind of connection, that bond. And the other side doesn't know what to do about it. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. We're coming for a side question today. Simple one. Hit us with that job that you think does not get enough respect. Coming off Trump doing the Big Friar thing here. And that is going to be fascinating. Okay, Michelle in Bristol here. On Talk Radio 1210. So, Michelle, I sort of heard your question. Why are we, you can say it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you so obsessed with black men? And what is Trump's black job mean?
What is Trump's, I didn't hear that second part. Can you say it again?
The black job.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, that was a misstatement. Yeah. So we can agree on that. We're not obsessed with it. I mean, if you're following the news, you see there's a real problem right here, Michelle, in Philadelphia. I don't know, in Bristol, where black males particularly are lukewarm at best about voting for the Democrat.
But why do you keep bringing it up? Why do you keep just the black men? Black, if there's a black senator, if there's a man and he's black and he's a senator and he's going up for election, you say black. Why can't people say, the senator's name? Why do you have to mention the color?
Michelle, obviously, you don't really want to talk about this because I don't do that, and I don't know what you're talking about. If you want to talk about...
Yeah, you guys do that.
Excuse me, I'm not one of you guys. I don't lump people together. You shouldn't lump me together with anyone.
Well, I'm saying you. Your station, that's what
you do. I'm not...
If there's somebody black running for Congress or whatever, you say black. So people, like the racist people, could say, oh, I'm not going to vote for him. He's black. You know what I mean?
So it's a code. But, Michelle, let's address this. Why do you think Trump has broken through with black males?
Nobody I know he's broken through with him because he's racist.
Okay, well then tell me.
And then when
okay.
he said the black jobs, I mean, what is that?
Okay, in poll
only,
after
only, what kind of job is that?
All right, thank you, Michelle. In poll after poll, in situation after situation, he obviously is broken through. And the tell on that is you see Democrats reacting because they are pulling out the stops on something that's a reliable vote. We talk about this all the time. You don't want to have to do that. You want to go to different voters that may be in the middle. They're having to expand a lot of energy, surrogates, and people to do that. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. Let's go to Jerry in Wilmington on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Dom. You know, I didn't see Kamala laughing too much last night like she does on The View and in The Tonight Show. She wasn't laughing at too many of his questions. What do you?
Well, yeah. Look, this was the first serious interview, although I would stake this, Jerry, to these people that don't understand the world. The number one question that has stopped her, and it came up again last night, came from The View. How are you different than Joe Biden? She still can't answer it. She couldn't answer it last night. So yeah. Brett Baer was very skillful, but even though The View's in her corner, that's the question that has lingered. Jerry, what's the job that needs more respect?
Well, I feel sorry for Joe Biden's dog handler, dog walker. I feel really sorry for him.
True. And we only know the tip of that, Dan. Apparently, there's a lot more that goes on there, you know? You as a dog owner would respect. Yeah. It should be an embarrassment to them. How many of their dogs and how many times they were biting Secret Service, et cetera.
Yeah, and you would think they'd have a professional that controls it, right?
Yeah, you would think. Maybe it's pretty difficult. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano program, 855-839-1210. So how big of a poll would voters in any way, shape, or form, maybe not directly, but indirectly, is Elon Musk? With his campaign, you get $47, get someone to sign a petition, registering to vote, all those things. Do you support the First and Second Amendments? We believe it's on today out there in Delaware County in Folsom. And Elon Musk, though, I give him credit for this. He gets it. He's targeting Pennsylvania. This is it. I probably wants to know how much does it take, and he wants to do town halls and be in front of people. I mean, there's a lure of being the world's richest man. Fetterman, we played that the other day, said that Elon Musk is exactly the sort of guy the Democrats need that we don't have, that we're fooling around with. So, Dan, I'll ask you, what's the appeal of Elon Musk to the average undecided or independent? Is that what it is? I mean, what's he be? He's the world's richest guy. When he did Saturday Night Live, I thought he was pretty funny. I was shocked. The opening monologue's not easy to do.
Yeah, yeah. I really think he does a good job of capturing what I consider the Joe Rogan vote.
Okay.
The young males, independent, they like to declare themselves as independent minds, former Obama voters that have kind of switched and swerved ways, maybe voted Trump in the past. But Elon will solidify and get them out to the polls, because I think having him as a backer almost says to the younger generation, look, this guy is he does believe in innovation. He has a conservative mind on some topics, but mm-hmm. innovation is important to his campaign. And I don't know. I think he rings very true to young men who might be undecided voters still.
Boy, I can't see that. Can't figure it. I hear what you're saying. So if I go to Folsom today for this rally, you think that's who I'm going to see out there?
No, I think you'll see a lot of just general Trump supporters.
Yeah, I think people like the idea of they got the big guy with the money and Twitter on the Trump side. I don't know, these other guys paying attention? Henry, what do you think? More in your age, are they paying attention to Elon Musk? Does that move the needle?
I mean, I think a little bit, just because he has cool companies. I mean, he's shooting out rockets and catching them.
The catching of the rocket is the most... Cool. I mean, we got to do a side on that. What is something that didn't get enough of how... It's one thing, anybody can shoot a rocket. Well, we could. We'd figure out a way to shoot a rocket. It's catching it. How the hell do you catch it?
Yeah. Can't even catch those ones you got the Boy Scouts shoot up in the air.
Yeah. It's catching this from space to have it come back and fit in.
We were talking about the Butler rally, Dawn and I, and about her son, David, who she was going to... And he really wanted to go to the rally for the sole reason to hear Elon Musk speak, to be in his presence, to see Musk. And that's the kind of person I'm thinking of, is these young guys who spend a lot of time on the internet, might have some Dogecoin, or just really like what... And what Elon is I feel like he is... I can't think of a name who's a bigger name of the head of the counterculture at this point. The speaking out against the media.
Counterculture.
He owns Twitter, X. Right. I think that's the space where you see a lot of people speaking out against the mainstream media and such. And I think he's the head of the counterculture, and him endorsing Trump kind of says to those that support that counterculture, Trump's the guy here.
I would argue
the anti-establishment.
Trump is a counterculture, the populist type of stuff, even though he doesn't appear to be it the way that Musk appears to be. A counterculture.
I think Trump is the counterculture to conservatives who for a long time have said we need someone to speak out and be strong. And I think he's a counterculture in that sense. I think Elon's a counterculture in the sense of, former punk rockers who want to speak out against the establishment. I think Elon's been very openly speaking out against, a very closed-minded censorship establishment type.
What is he going to say at a town hall, though? What would I expect?
Censorship. I think
that's for one.
Yeah, I think censorship will be a huge topic tonight. Freedom of speech, First Amendment, what's being done to silence
Second
a lot
Amendment,
of conservative individuals. And I don't know, it would be smart for him to swing into energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
I don't know why he hasn't kind of embraced that being a big surrogacy of the Trump campaign, but you have a guy here who's innovating new technologies for energies and such, who is ahead of the curve in many things, green space. You can get him out there and say, hey, look, we're willing to innovate in the world of energy, but we got to do it smartly. Look, here's a guy who's doing that.
All I know is this is a weird setup, though. It's a 4 o'clock thing. I'm wired in here and I'm still waiting for the ticket, so I don't even know the bizarro world we're entering here. Why would you do it at 4 o'clock? I'm thinking of the senior special here, the early bird or something. Guys that you're talking about, are they going to go there at 4 o'clock?
It's the same thing when MLB puts playoff baseball games in the middle of the afternoon. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
No one's helping.
Yeah, and you're not smarter than the room on this one. So, but I'm impressed that he gets it, that Pennsylvania is it. Whatever you have to push in, all these guys talking to Trump, we got to spend millions more here in Arizona or something. Take every dollar that you can get, however you can get it, anything that you have, push it into Pennsylvania. Live here, win Pennsylvania, you're going to be president. Lose Pennsylvania, I don't think you are. It's that simple. But I'm sure people are yammering, we got to be over here, we got to be doing this. That's why Musk is here. That's why he's giving him $75 million, we believe, or more.
I'm thinking about the 4 p.m. Maybe he just wants to sleep in his own bed tonight.
Okay.
You don't think he's got a bed on his jet or his rocket, for that matter?
Yeah, if he does it at 4, he can, get out of the airport and be done at 5, get there for 6, hop on a jet. Yeah. It's 7 hours to California.
He has one of his robots tuck
minus
him in
the 3
on the
hours
plane.
Because of the...
Coming off, the side question... Guru just came to me. Coming off Musk and this whole thing, since it'll be the news tomorrow here, the Inquirer can't get enough of going after this. Could we ask somebody whose life, other than your own, you think would be unbelievable to be living? He might be up there in the top, whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to take him off the board immediately.
Yeah. Anybody else that comes to your mind?
I mean, not now, but if you asked me 3 years ago, I would have said Vince McMahon.
All right. There you go. Henry, do you have one?
I'm trying to think. Maybe some like rock stars back in like the 70s and 80s. You can, okay. I mean, name a band. Be the front man of that.
It could be.
And let me be clear, just Vince McMahon, because I want to run a wrestling company after all the allegations and crap that's coming.
Yeah, I figured.
Come on.
I wanted to specify.
What do you think? You're running for president 25 years from now? There, the Dom Giordano show, Borowski said he wants to be Vince
just
McMahon.
Want a wrestling company. Give me a wrestling company, please.
Let's go to Carl and Voorhees, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Carl, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good, Carl.
I wanted to talk about something that I think the Trump campaign is kind of missing the boat on. And the fact that who would be in the cabinet for Trump compared to Harris? You know, when you're talking about people like Ramaswamy and Tim Scott and Byron Donalds and so on, you got some real quality people, whereas you go to the other side and you got maybe McCain, you know, she seems to be working her way in there, and yeah, some of the people that may stay over from the Biden.
Well, I'll give you one, Carl. And we talked to it the other day about him that would really move the needle with me. Now, maybe not the average person. And that is Mike Waltz, Marine Colonels of Green Beret, Mike Waltz, heading up the CIA or the Defense Department, particularly the CIA. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Well, I just think that the Trump campaign, their strength is also their weakness. I mean, the love for him and the hate for him, those are the strengths and the weaknesses. So you need something to counter that hate a little bit. And I think you got to take the attention away from, you know, the Trump decision and say, well, what are we getting? Who's going to be running our country?
Gotcha. No, there are some good names out there, but maybe they don't want you to be saying it. Yeah, Byron Donalds in a heartbeat with somebody you'd want in the cabinet. And Mike Waltz, CIA, just that interview the other day, strikes me as someone. Now, he's not a household name, so I don't know how many people would know him. Talk radio listeners do. He would be a top priority. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. The death of the architect, if you will, of October 7th, what Israel does, we don't do anymore. Trump did it. Trump gets it. Soleimani, bang. Suddenly a rocket hits him from God knows where, if you remember, in Iran. That's what impresses people. That's what stops your enemies. That's what stops appeasement. And Israel gets that. They took him out today, or at least they have the records of it now that it's been verified.
So I have apparently how it was done.
Okay.
Was that IDF forces spotted terrorists in the building. A tank fired a shot at a site just trying to kill random terrorists. Army had no idea that Sinwar was in there. Bottom line, after a huge manhunt by special forces, some random tank crew killed Sinwar essentially by mistake.
Okay.
But just awesome that it kind of
yeah, exactly.
Way.
Well, I'm not sure if it was him.
And that's an unconfirmed report I want to put out there, too. Right. It's just something I'm seeing pop up here and there.
Yeah. Well, they might be trying to diminish it. You know, I think they were hunting this guy, and apparently either this guy or the previous guy was dressing up in women's clothing to try to thwart them, you know. So it's got to be awful when you know they're hunting you day and night, no matter what you do. There's a possibility. And this guy was the Hamas leader who truly dreamed all this up. How does it play out in our politics? Well, it plays out that every time this happens, there's a sense of unease in the Democrat Party because their mob starts up. You got to be stronger, Kamala Harris, against Israel. You got to say, we're not going to send you any more military aid, any defense aid. She might say, start to edge more of that. They're afraid of that vote in Michigan. Now, in my map of my mind, you know, you can get crazy. People start talking Trump landslides. I don't see that. The end of the day, I don't think you're going to win Michigan, and I don't think you're going to win Nevada. I do think there's a real shot in Wisconsin this time. I think Trump, if not a lock, is going to win Georgia. I think he's going to win by arguably more than he wins by in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is it, though. This is battleground beyond belief. We're right in the center of it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me tell you about Batteries Plus Bulbs in Mount Laurel and Northfield. My friend Roy, the message is, in addition to any battery, anything from boat size, truck size, down to something small, some special thing, business-wise, energy audits. He needs some help because we've sent him so many people. This has been one of the most successful things, I guess, over 7 or 8 years with Roy. He'd like a handy do-it-yourselfer would be ideal. It's a great low-pressure part-time job. Customer service, though, you know that mantra. That's the key. If you're willing to do what it takes to help, you need to talk with Roy. As far as if you're not looking to do a part-time job, if you're looking for great service with anything technical, be it your phone or literally anything else, call him first if you want. He reminds me all the time, we power it, batteries plus bulbs. We light it, batteries plus bulbs. But boy, we fix it. That's the critical thing. Call them at 856-638-0778, 856-638-0778. Batteries plus bulbs, Mount Laurel and Northfield. All right, big issues, big guest, Dom Giordano show. Joe Concha, master guy analyzing, well, just about anything. And he's funny, too, on top of it. But communications and plagiarism. Remember that from the other day? His current book, Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. That's a great title. I wonder how long the boys in the back room were sitting on that title. Let's go to Fox News' Joe Concha. Hey, Joe, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Dom, you never believe this. I actually came up with that. I mean, that was all me. I don't know where it came from. I think I had three armies with me, but it worked.
I did. It's selling tremendously. So, Joe, before we get, nobody's going to plagiarize that. Well, I don't know. Kamala Harris might. But, Joe, let's talk the plagiarism first, then the Bear interview. Obviously, Brett Bear didn't think that it rose quite to the level now that we're there on plagiarism. And also, there were so many other things, and he had limited time. But what can you tell us on that front about her book on smart law enforcement?
Yeah, smart on crime, right? Yeah, look, she just actually put out a statement. She said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And on this plagiarism charge, wait. Yeah. She stole that from FDR. Old Johnny Carson joke about Joe Biden, actually, when he plagiarized. But anyway, look, I thought this would be a big... Here's where I'm dumb. I thought this would be a bigger story, and then I keep forgetting that we have a corrupt media that will do anything to get Kamala Harris over the finish line because Donald Trump, in their minds, must be defeated. So, yeah, I mean, Joe Biden, remember, in 1988, dropped out of running for president, this 36 years ago, mind you, because he plagiarized. And this was probably even worse because she literally lifted whole passages from Wikipedia and then presented them as her own arguments. And there's no ambiguity around this. You see the side-by-sides, what's in the Wikipedia and what was in her book, according to Chris Rufo. And it's an open and shut case. So if you have a candidate where a lot of people, especially in Pennsylvania, working class people, may think she's phony. Maybe she's saying things just to get elected like, hey, I was 100% against fracking. Now I'm all for it. And authenticity is your problem? Well, I think plagiarism would be a big deal. Let's put it this way. We found out that Trump had plagiarized The Art of the Deal. I have a feeling that this would be a block, top of the headline status for 5 days, but it just kind of went away, and even the New York Times says, yeah, it was plagiarism, but it was plagiarism with a little P, and then some outlets didn't cover it all. Go figure.
Well, it might surface again, though, and Joe, we've been playing a lot. Martha Raddatz, when she had on Vance, talking about, we had on the woman who was one of the people that had to move from those apartment complexes Aurora, Colorado, because of the drug gangs. Only a handful. She kept on going back, trying to rub his nose. It's only a handful. So I saw the Times, and they're basically saying words like, only a little plagiarism, or it's insignificant.
Like you kind of, you know, it's like that old saying, you can't kind of get a girl pregnant, and oh no, you can't kind of plagiarize. Either you do or you don't. And I love the Babylon Bee. I don't know if you follow them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
But they had they're satirical. They had a headline that Martha Raddatz says 9/11 was no big deal because it was only a handful of buildings that got hit, right? So, I mean, that's the argument here. That's the thing. I mean, we've seen fact checks time and again of J.D. Vance, whether it be at the VP debate, whether it be obviously with Martha Raddatz, and every time he proves them wrong because he is simply smarter than them. I graduated the University of Maryland 4.5 years, right? It took me 4.5 years because I transferred, so I was a little bit behind. He did Ohio State in 2.5 years. I didn't think that was physically possible. Then he goes to Yale Law School. Oh, by the way, he was in the Marines also. I was on the fence on J.D. Vance's his being selected by Donald Trump, because I thought Glenn Youngkin was the better choice, and I was only thinking of, well, Virginia may be in play if that's the case, because he's at like 60% approval. Now I'm like, you know what? This was the right choice. He's that good. And you could see him as president in 4 years, and I think that's the most important thing. I could not see Tim Walz, the goofy 80s sitcom dad, as my president.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was on the fence, too. He found his voice even before the debate, though, and since then, it's a different Vance out there. It's not all that other stuff. Joe, Brett Baer's interview last night was masterful. Of course, we have the ladies on The View. He only interrupted because she's a woman. I think in his shoes, I would have interrupted more. You might have, too, and he would have. But he had to defer a little bit. He knows he's going to be criticized on that. What came out of this that has any lasting impact, particularly negative, with Kamala Harris?
I think it underscored that she is not ready remotely to be president of the United States, that she cannot answer questions. She tried to filibuster through it because her only job, she felt, or her handlers felt, just get through the 30 minutes and don't make any mistakes. And she was like that sophomore who didn't study for the oral exam, just trying to get to the time limit, and Brett wouldn't allow it. It's that simple. She said again last night, this was a big moment, first question out of the gate, Brett Baer asked her for a number in terms of the number of people who have come across the border illegally and then were released. And she wouldn't answer the question because either she didn't know it or just didn't want to admit it. Then she said, on day one, we had a border bill that we presented to fix this problem. Brett's like, yeah, you did. It was an amnesty bill and you had the House and the Senate. So why didn't you ever pass it? And she, again, filibustered and tried to make herself into the victim. I'm talking. Let me finish. And it's like, wait a minute. You know what? You can't answer any questions, and I'm sorry. I'm seeing the media reports today that she was fiery and Baer was rude. No, she wasn't fiery. She was nervous. She was insecure, and it was all bubbles and no bath. And meanwhile, Brett Baer did that the way a journalist is supposed to question a presidential candidate, in the way that Tim Russert used to read back their words, play back their words, and have them respond. That was, you're right, master class by Brett Baer. And I think it's the final nail for her, Dom, because I'm in this boat now, where I'm looking at the polling, all trending in Donald Trump's direction. He's even up in Nate Silver's forecast again. He's leading in 6 of 7 swing states, according to the polling averages. I'm not cherry-picking polling averages overall. And if you look back at 2016 and 2020, they are off on Trump in terms of underweighting his support.
Exactly.
Anywhere from 5 to 8 points. So add 5, or if you want to be generous, add 3. He's winning this, and he's going to win it quite easily. I don't see how he wins your state, Pennsylvania, or how Kamala wins your state of Pennsylvania, just basically because she cannot connect with working people. The Teamsters don't like her. Steel workers don't like her. She's having trouble with black votes. We're hearing now that Wisconsin, Kamala Harris's campaign is pulling ads out of Wisconsin so they could shore up Philadelphia. If you don't have the black vote sewn up to somewhere around 85, 90% by now, and you're the black candidate, you're in real, real trouble.
Well, I would agree. And the other thing in Wisconsin, too, in my map, Joe, and I'm going to ask you, yours, I think the I shocked when Trump won Michigan, particularly in 2016. I see them still winning Michigan. But in Wisconsin, the Catholic vote is on her, and there's real problems. She's not doing the Al Smith dinner tonight. People could say big deal, but it's another tell toward Catholics. The Knights of Columbus, she went after people on that. There's a fault line there. There's no bond. And apparently Wisconsin is every bit as Catholic as Pennsylvania is. I think there's a real problem there.
And remember, Don, she has to win all 3 blue wall states.
Yes.
Don. She's got to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. She loses one of those 3, it's over. Unless you want to believe that she's somehow going to win North Carolina or Georgia, right? So all that said, not going to the Al Smith dinner. I went there 8 years ago. It's a great evening, and they raise millions of dollars for those who are in need. So it's obviously that's a good place to be anytime, charity. But she realized, or her handlers, I'm not going to pretend she makes any decisions. Her handlers felt, okay, we can't say that Donald Trump is a existential threat to democracy. He's basically the next Hitler, and then yuck it up with him by telling jokes back and forth. Like, you can't, they knew they couldn't make that pivot. And oh, by the way, she is horrible without a teleprompter. She's the human Chernobyl, and she doesn't do comedy well because she laughs at all of her own jokes that no one else laughs at. And Donald Trump, he's like, Don Rickles, like he's the king of roasting. So he would own this night, and she would look horrible next to him. But I think it looks worse now because I think she's going to do a video that they're going to pipe in.
Oh, my God. Joe, you're going to have a field day. Joe, you've been so generous with your time. I see you on the weekends. It's every week, the big show on Fox. Is it Saturday and Sunday that you're on?
big weekend show. Yeah, I rotate in to that, but it's 7 o'clock and we're number one, which is awesome. So yeah, I won't be on this weekend, but thanks for the plug, and have your producer talk to me afterwards, because I'm going to give you my phone number. You call me directly. Boom.
All righty. I will put you on hold, Joe. Thank you. Thanks very much. There you go. All right, Dan, get that number here. There's something. Or Henry. I'm serious. He's on a hold. Busy man. Thank you, Joe, for coming on. All right. Dan Time yesterday, we had a breakthrough. I don't know if they can recover from that. Dan Time yesterday had his first guest, and we'll take your calls at 855-839-1210. Let me go to FanDuel. Hey, get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers can bet $5, get $300 in bonus bets if you win. This weekend's game, Broncos at Saints, Alvin Kamara over rushing yards. That's a good play. Bo Nix over 1.5 passing touchdowns. I take the under. Rashid Shaheed over receiving yards. Good play. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan Time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan Time with Dom, taking you behind the scenes of the Dom Show a lot of the times, like I'm going to do right now, where we've developed a great relationship, great friendship with Robin Schaefer, the spokesperson for Protect Our Coast.
Absolutely.
He came on recently, and he just sent me, Dom, an alleged letter from an anonymous, I think, listener of the Dom Giordano program who has a bone to pick with Protect Our Coast. And I suggest that it might be a listener of the Dom Show, not only because of the timing, it seems, it was sent after his last appearance, but also because it's addressed to Robin at Protect Our Ocean, New Jersey, which sounds like a mistake he might have made. So,
that's the line of the day. You know, I always go protect our coast, protect our oceans, protect somebody.
So this writes, yes. Dear Robin, make no mistake about it. The majority of people in New Jersey could give two S's, written out, the curse word, about the precious ocean view of you folks in Ocean City that you might have to squint to see an assembly of non-polluting wind turbines off the coast. My kids and grandkids are going to be affected by the increasingly climate disaster facing the planet because you want an unobstructed view. And spare me the phony concern for the birds and the fish. They face a much danger from out-continuing and brainless reliance on fossil fuels. At the current rate of melting glaciers and sea rise causing by burning fossil fuel, Ocean City will be underwater one day.
Cordially, how many times have we heard
turbines,
that?
Turbines, the sooner the better.
Oh, God. Do you think that's a Dom listen? They must listen, Dan, seething every day at
meetings. We'll be underwater if we don't do something about climate change.
That woman, Dan, I remember that, was at a climate thing. I was the MC, and then I got into it with her back and forth. It was nuts.
So your response to this listener, if it is indeed a listener? Oh, sincerely, turbines, the sooner the better.
How do we respond if this person listens? I thank them for listening. They must be climbing the walls every day, though, what they're hearing, you know? Sure, that's not the Bugle Boy.
It might be. What might just be that same person?
The Bugle Boy.
We will be underwater if we don't do something about climate change.
We follow that thread. Up. You know where she is now? It might be the same person.
Yeah,
right?
Same person.
Robin.
Yes.
Protect our ocean, New Jersey, apparently.
Oh, my God.
It's Protect Our Coast.
Right.
And, Dom, in the world of silly progressives, also, how about someone? Let's take you now, Dom. Let's go to Montclair, New Jersey, where a woman filmed herself. I don't know why she filmed herself, and that's why I say allegedly did this, because I don't know if this was some kind of like trying to go viral moment that she posted out there, because I don't know why you'd post yourself being this stupid. But watch and listen as she approaches a restaurant that she thinks is an Israeli restaurant and tears down some flags, and see the reaction of the business owner when she does that. Take a listen.
Free Palestine. Look, what's she looking at? You know damn well there's a genocide. You know there's a genocide. Now stop it. I'm taking this down. I believe this one. Take this one down right here. What are they gonna do? They can't do nothing. I don't stand for it. I don't stand for it. Look. I don't stand for this. There's genocide, and I don't stand for Zionism. Montclair. I don't support it. There's a genocide. You know that, right? They're killing children. What's the purpose? Be proud of your heritage. Y'all understand there's a genocide, right? You understand, right? There's nothing against people who are Jewish, but this is not okay.
This is freaky.
Who's this?
This is freaky.
What?
The flag is Greek.
The flag's Greek.
They are roughly
similar.
It's
a Greek dinner.
Yeah, right. It's a Greek dinner.
I mean, they're the same colors. That's about it. But
she
tears down a line of Greek flags, Dom, thinking that she's tearing down Israeli flags lining the outside of a restaurant, and realizes her mistake and says sorry and all, but she posts this on TikTok. How stupid can these people be that they just are triggered so bad by Greek flags? Now, they're apparently tearing them off of businesses, and sad business owners have to come out and say, it's Greeky. It's Greek.
This is Greeky.
What? Really?
Greeky.
Yeah.
I thought it
was Israel. My bad. Really? Yeah.
I have to say, excellent Dan time 2 days in a row here. When's Henry's part of this going to be?
Henry,
did you just hear yourself? That woman would qualify with the did you just hear yourself?
All I got to say is the Uruguayans better be careful flying their flags around next.
All right.
Do you hear yourself?
855-839-1210, you get on board. Watch, you know, the connection, though, the story today, big story out of Israel. They killed the Hamas leader who was the architect of October 7th. This plays out in our elections. They will start up again. Dan, am choosing to believe it wasn't random with that tank thing at all. I'm choosing to believe they were hunting him. We'll see. However they killed him, the world is a better place now, not having this guy, the architect of October 7th. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. So we have Dom's Money Melody for a nice big prize today, and your calls at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.